Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, HALO is here to help. HALO is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, HALO has something for everyone. HALO is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.
Aloha, welcome to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. I'm your adventure guide, Bear Wozniak. Our creed at Deep Adventure Ministries is the most radical thing you can do in life is abandon yourself to the wild adventure of God's will. And I've been on some adventures. I had a cabin that my family and I built up in Montana, a real rough cabin. We built it right on a grizzly corridor. And I discovered that there's nothing more gnarly than a mama bear with her cubs. And we have a mama bear with us today. We have Kendra Von Esch with us. We're going to talk about her work teaching us to go deeper with God in prayer, and also her take on manly spirituality. We'll be right back with more of the Bear Wozniak Adventure.
Welcome to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. Kickstart that engine and roll thunder with the pack. Explore the grittiness of manly spirituality. Gain traction in the virtues. Soup up your spiritual engine by turning adversity into adventure. Now here's Bear Wozniak. Let's ride.
Aloha, welcome to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. Lately, the Holy Spirit has really been speaking to us real clearly that we need to reach out to the mama bears. I was having a discussion with our social media people, and they mentioned, you know, we need to start focusing on the mama bears. And I was like, what? You mean like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, that kind of mama bear? But my wife said, yeah, that sounds good. And then later that afternoon, my son walked in and goes, hey, Dad, remember in Glacier Park how gnarly it was when you would come across a mama bear, a mama grizzly bear especially? And I thought, okay, the Lord is really speaking to me about the fierceness of the mama bears and just how many women love our ministry and want to be a part of what we do, especially when it comes to the mama bears kind of like being our field recruits to reach out and bring men to the ministry. So we're putting together a quiver of arrows for women on our website, things that you can become part of our pack and really have an impact along with us in our ministry of reaching men. So many women, they want to reach men, but they don't have the toolbox to do it. Well, we're setting that up at our website, deepadventure.com. So go there and join with the mama bears. And we're stoked to have a mama bear with us today, Kendra Von Esch. She's written a new book called Am I Catholic? And also has a great ministry to leading people into deeper contemplative meditative prayer life, and has a certain take on what manly spirituality is all about. So maybe we'll get to a fraction of that while you're here. Kendra, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's fabulous to be here. It's been too long. It's good to be back.
Yeah, you know, normally we don't have guests return. But you're like a boomerang. Yeah, normally we don't. But I thought I want to get Kendra back on the show because I want to talk about, you know, it's really interesting to get a take from a woman's perspective about what men need to hear. You know, so many men tune out the women in their lives, and yet they are the ones that have the most intuitive input and often have the greatest guidance for us in our lives. So, Kendra, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks. And I got to say, thank you for inviting a woman to speak to men, because I've been trying to do more in the men's conferences and speaking to men, because I think that they have no clue how important their spiritual lives are to women. Because most of my life, I had zero spiritual male influence in my life for, like, I want to say 40 years or so. All of my friends were very secular. My father was secular, my aunts, my grandfather, I mean, my brothers. Nobody spoke about God. Nobody talked about Jesus. Nobody really acted in a real moral way. We were very much secular, worldly people. And when I met a few male Christians, and unfortunately, they were not Catholic, they were Christians from another denomination, but there were three men that had an incredible impact on my life when I hadn't been found yet. God hadn't picked me up and given me eyes to see, but I remember these three men distinctly because of how they behaved, what they said, how they spoke about God, how they spoke about their wives and their children, and how they respected other people. And these were all business associates of mine when I was in corporate America as an executive. So You just be aware that whatever you say and do can impact people all around you, women and little girls of all ages. It's amazing. And I don't know if you men know the power of influence and spiritual impact you can have on women who just need to see a man be a man, and a man to be loving toward God, loving toward others, forgiving, caring, and just all around living faith. And it's an impactful thing for me. So sorry for going on and on
of
power.
Men need to hear that. You know, my wife, Cindy, she's, you know, we tandem surf together. I left her when we surf. So she's a rather petite woman. But she says, do you know what it's like being around you? It's like bumping into a rock. You know, like she'll, you know, I won't even know. And she's like, boom, she'll bounce off of me. I think in some ways, though, that's what Jesus said to Peter, you are a rock. And I think men... If you were to talk about a man's spirituality, one of the greatest things that he can be for the people around him is just a rock, just something that can't be moved by events, by world, you know, the bigger world events, because we're going through such cataclysmic times, and not to be moved spiritually, not to be moved morally. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is not to be pushed off center. You know, my children often, Kendra, it's so funny how when my children are not doing that well, they're not really living the Christian life that they should, or the successful life of excellence that they should in the normal world, they stop calling me. You know, I don't hear from them as much. And I know something's going on. But what my job is to be that lighthouse on the rock. So if I don't move, they know how far off from center they are. It's almost like a rubber band as they stretch further and further away into whatever confusion or moral decline or whatever might be happening to them, because all of our children go through that. My not being moved is a big thing. And I think women alone just appreciate a man who's solid in his faith and can't be moved. Sometimes they get upset because he won't move either. But there's something about it, just a man just being a solid rock. I mean, we love Rocky Balboa, right? We love that man that just won't move, that he knows what is right. He knows what the true good is.
Yeah.
And he just stands his ground.
And people are attracted to that. And you don't have to be a husband to be this rock. You don't have to have family and children to be this rock and to be this, you know, influence on other women. You just have to love one another as God loves you. And I have had my heart moved by a man coming into Mass, leading his family, and letting his, you know, having his wife go into the pew and his 7, 8, 10 children, however many he has. And then, you know, anchoring the family on the other end of the pew, you know, taking the baby when he or she cries and takes him out. And yet at the end, stays on his knees, prays in thanksgiving, and then is friendly to those who are out in the narthex. And this could also be anywhere. And if your children play sports, the way that you treat other kids, the way that you treat other parents, and you just have such an ability to be that lighthouse for everyone, because women, I'm going to speak for myself because I don't want anyone sending you notes or sending me notes like, don't speak for me. That's not how I feel. But I am so attracted to a man who is rooted in God and acts like it, right? Doesn't say he's Christian and then, you know, swears his head off or treats people rudely or, you know, is just an all around guy that who isn't living the Christian faith, because you can tell those anywhere. You know, the Sunday Catholics, right, that go into the church and then they never talk about God. You never see them pray a rosary, and they don't lead their lives in that exemplary way. But when I do see that, my heart just cries out. There was a man who went into adoration before the whole big shutdown of everything, when we had adoration that we could go to. And I know that he was converted just a year ago. And he knelt down on his knees and he had his rosary in his hands, gazing at Jesus the whole entire time that I was there. And I just thought, oh, that is, it's so manly. Praying is a manly thing to do. The rosary is manly. I know a lot of men think like the rosary might be for grandmas and women, but it's amazing when you see men praying the rosary and also leading their family in rosaries, or even watching a man say grace out at a restaurant. I wish I had that. And I want to say I don't. My husband is not on the journey. He's on a journey, but he's not on the journey where I'm at. I'm way ahead of him in the faith department.
Well, and that's not unusual, Kendra. I think I think it's a lesson to our mama bears out there, the life that you're walking and where you are right now. Your husband's on the journey. Yes. Because he put you two guys together, you know, so he's in trouble. But I always say women are kind of like kindling. And that's why when we started our ministry, our bullseye was to aim at men, but we knew the women would already be receptive and wanting our ministry, right? And our ministry is to men and women. But when we bullseye the men, the women are already there, because women, to me, are more like kindling. They catch fire easily. They have this openness to the Lord. Men are more like big old pieces of oak. You know, they don't start. It's hard to get that big piece of oak to burn, but once it does, it doesn't go out. It'll burn all through the night, and it burns hot. And so it's not unusual, women, for you to be in a relationship where you're the one that's kind of, you're on fire, and you're wanting that man in your life to get going. And that's really why we want you to go to our website, deepadventure.com, because we're going to give you some tools that maybe you can present to him, or ways that you can become that mama bear, that fierce mama bear, and help bring your husband to the Lord. Don't be surprised that you're in that season right now if you have a husband that isn't quite there with you yet, because he'll get there. The power of the rosary. The power of the rosary is the key. We're talking with Kendra Von Esch. What's your best website, Kendra?
Well, it's a real creative name. It's KendraVonEsch.com. It's V-O-N-E-S-H, and Kendra in the beginning, all one word. And happy, you can contact me there, send me an email, and we can get to know each other. I am all about walking the journey with others, because a lot of my journey, I was all by myself.
I hear that a lot in the last few days. Accompany one another, not aimlessly, but with a direction. We're talking with Kendra Von Esch. This is the Bear Wozniak Adventure. We'll be right back.
Hey man, I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Wozniak radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.
Mahalo for your kokua in supporting us. Deep Adventure Ministries is grateful to you, our listeners, for supporting the Bear Wozniak Adventure Radio Show at deepadventure.com. We would not be able to bring you our radio show with its uniquely powerful and gritty outreach without your help. You can become part of our pack. You can support our ministry by going to patreon.com/Bear Wozniak. Or by just going to deepadventure.com and clicking on the Patreon link and become a part of our outreach. That's deepadventure.com. Once again, mahalo for your kokua.
This is a warning. The Bear Wozniak Adventure is dangerous. The radical change Bear challenges you to is not for wimps. Change this station now to a soft rock station before it's too late. You've been warned. Now, here is Bear Wozniak.
Aloha, this is Bear Wozniak. Welcome to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. A special shout out to the mama bears that are out listening, and really have more mama bears, those fierce women of the Lord with us, than we have men that watch us. You know, it's so interesting when we go to men's conference, how the women will knock the men out of the way and go, I'm so glad for this ministry. Finally, it's something that my husband or my son will listen to or watch. So we're actually actively recruiting you. We've kind of launched that just in the last few days. The Lord has really spoken to us about the mama bears, that we need to recruit your fierce love for God and your fierce love for your family, just like mama bear protecting her cubs. Go to deepadventure.com and find out how you can help us and participate with us, and how we can give you arrows in your quiver to help you, you know, in the mission that God's called you to, challenging and calling, drawing men to the Lord, men in your lives, like St. Monica did for her husband. But don't be surprised. Once they come to the Lord, watch out. You know, once they get into a deeper walk with the Lord, watch out. We're talking with Kendra Von Esch. She's a mama bear, and she has a ministry to, she gives retreats, she gives conferences, teaching on meditating on God's word, manly spirituality. And she's one of the few guests as we've ever had back as a second time on our show. So Kendra, what do women want? What I mean by that is, in terms of manly virtue, what is it that women would like to say to their men? If men are listening in on this, all of us knuckle draggers, what can we do to serve our wives better?
Okay, so I'll take it from two sides. I'll take it from the woman's perspective. The woman wants a man to lead the house. If you're on the faith walk, you want someone who is a man, someone who's going to be firm but loving, not mean, right? But stand firm in the faith, believe in what you believe, have the gumption to call out your children when they're not living the faith, or if they're in your own home, to set rules that are aligned with the Catholic teachings. That was one of the things I had to do myself as a stepmama bear, mm-hmm. Was, you know, cut the girlfriend sleeping over thing, because I knew one day I'm going to have to look at Jesus and face him face to face and tell him, why was I afraid to have that conversation? My faith has grown. I didn't live that way when I was his age, but I had to say something, and my husband again.
Well, you mean you had someone in your family? Your stepson was having his girlfriend sleep over, and you had to make a stand.
Yeah. So their mom passed away, and then they moved in with us, and they were in their early 20s. And initially, it was just something that had, you know, they were already having them sleep over at their other house with their mom, and so they moved in, and that just became something that they did. Didn't really like ask per se, but then it started bugging me, right? And I started talking to my husband. I said, look, I can't let this happen. This is a mortal sin. This is our house. And he agreed with me. So to the men, it's supporting your wives. Maybe you're just tipping your toe into the pool of Catholicism and Christianity, and you're not really sure about this. And so you're watching things and trying to see what this Christian Catholic world is all about. And you've seen your wife really loving God. So we need your love and support. And that's what I've had in spades with my husband. I mean, he said yes to me to leave my executive career as the breadwinner to become a Catholic evangelist and speaker and to get out and share the faith, because he's seen the transformation. He has seen me change like 180 in everything, everything. Mm-hmm. And that's all by the grace of God. That's not me. He's even seen miracles. I mean, I had a marijuana addiction. I don't think we even talked about this, Bear, last time I was on, because God hadn't given me the grace to have the courage to speak about it, because I was still too attached to the world's view of me. Mm-hmm. And finally, he gave me that beautiful gift. And my husband was like, are you sure you want to go tell everybody this? And I'm like, how can I not? It's a miracle that he saved me through my consecration to Jesus, through Marian consecration, by the way. It was Mary who took her. So if you keep thinking about mama bears, that's the mama bear of all time.
Yeah, that's right.
There's, She will, if you consecrate your family and your husband and anyone in your life that you want to bring to God, give them to Mary. Give it all to Mary. She will take care of it. Of course, consecrate to Jesus and also Saint Joseph. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I just did the Saint Joseph consecration by Father Calloway.
I've heard of him. We just had him on our show.
I know you did. I was just going to say, wait a minute, you did, because I was going to send you a note and say he's so great.
Yeah.
He is, that book, that whole process, I learned so much about St. Joseph. I didn't know much about him.
And so in doing, you learn about what men are called to be. Men are leaders, Kendra, whether they like it or not.
Exactly.
If you look behind you, the people are following you. You may not even know it, but where are you leading them? Are you leading them to the bar? Are you leading them to just talk about sports? Are you leading them just to strive hard and get the corner office with the real plants? Where are you leading people? You know, I remember 8 or 9 years ago, the Lord gave me the word "step into the breach" out of Nehemiah, that men need to step into the breach where there's been a breach in their homes or a breach in society. It really runs right through the house. That men need to step into the breach in faith and in prayer. And then the Lord began to speak to me about standing our ground. Once you step into the breach, to stand the ground. And that's that image of that lighthouse that can't be moved, you know. But now, in the last week or so, the Lord's been speaking to me about taking new ground. It's like it's time to move out. It's time for the 300 men of Gideon's army, the 300 men of Thermopylae, the cave of Adullam, the band of warriors that gathered at the cave with King David. They weren't warriors, by the way. They were misfits and people that owed money and running from the law. But God gathered them into this cave of misfits and created a mighty band of warriors. So we need our men to start to come together. And we have men's conferences all over the country now. And there's the That Man Is You program that is so great. I helped start it here in Hawaii. And then there's the Bear's Man Cave. There's also something called the Council of Men, by some brothers. I think they're in Oklahoma. I love the Adam Minahan and David. Have this younger group of men that have a secret Facebook group. Bear's Man Cave, we have men that go to our website, deepadventure.com, and they join the Man Cave. And it's a cave of Adullam. It really is. It's a place for men to say, look, I'm ashamed of this challenge that I have in my life, or I'm struggling in this area, or and then they find out they don't have to be afraid or ashamed because we've all been there, we've all been through it. And when we help each other and challenge each other, we post all the time to our secret Facebook group, and then we have Zoom video meetups. We've been doing that for about 3 years now, Zoom video meetups, where we see face-to-face whenever I feel like it. Every few weeks, I mean. I'd say it's going to be Tuesday at 7 or Saturday at 9:30 at night or whatever, because we're people all over the world, and the men are coming together. And then the men in that man cave actually are starting caves. Like, I have a cigar smoke here in my house every few weeks, too. When I get some Christian men together, we have cigars and shot of whiskey or whatever they want to bring, unless they have problems with drinking in moderation. But it's, you know, men need to be joined together in the cave of Adullam. But you don't just hang out there. When Elijah was all feeling mopey and saying, oh God, there's no one left to serve you but me, he said, I've got 100 hidden in other caves. And by the way, here's a job for you: to go out and anoint this person to be in charge of this one area. I think he was a small king of some area. So men, it's time to come together as men, and not just to step into the breach, not just to stand your ground. We need to take new ground. We need to bring other men to the gospel.
And don't be afraid to speak to women either. If you see a woman that's broken, who is absolutely, insecure, fearful, partying, I mean, talk about drinking without moderation. That was me. I was the one that was closing down the bars. And I had one of the three Christian men came up to me the next day and said, do you remember what you said? I was like, when? I was out a long, long time. And he just said, oh, okay, then never mind. Didn't judge me, didn't get all in my kitchen, but he made me think, like, wow, this guy cares enough about me to come over and kind of check on me the next day. And so it took me a few weeks to go back to him and say, what did I say? Because I was truly embarrassed. But I believe that that was this Christian man following the Holy Spirit and speaking to me. And I think you don't have to be, I know it's the weirdest time where you don't, you feel like you might get called out or, oh gosh, she's going to be thinking I'm hitting on her or inappropriate with her. But if you do it with love and charity without judgment and any creepiness about it, it's just from love.
Yeah.
They're going to thank you. And then they're going to be like, wow, that's like the first man who's ever really cared to say anything about my obnoxious behavior. Right.
Yeah. Kind of brought a little bit of correction and also affirmation. We're talking with Kendra Von Esch. What's your website again, Kendra?
KendraVonEsch.com. VonEsh. All one word.
Kendra speaks at all kinds of events all over the country, and actually she's been speaking to some men's conferences lately. And so she has a new book called Am I Catholic? We're going to talk a little bit about that when we get back. This is Bear Woznick, The Bear Woznick Adventure. Deep Adventure Ministries is grateful to Notre Dame Federal Credit Union for underwriting The Bear Woznick Adventure on EWTN. Notre Dame Federal Credit Union provides car loans, mortgages, SBA loans, and depository accounts nationwide, as well as 24-hour support. Go to deepadventure.com to find their link, or go to notredamefcu.com. Mahalo to Notre Dame Federal Credit Union for making the Bear Woznick Adventure possible.
Men, yes, we mean you. Go to deepadventure.com and check out Bear's Man Cave, a men's only Facebook group. Join the pack with other men as they challenge and inspire one another to manly virtue. Plus, you can dialogue with us in our regular video chat meetups. Plus, get your exclusive content. Join at deepadventure.com. That's deepadventure.com.
Aloha, welcome back to the Bear Woznick Adventure. I'm your adventure guide, Bear Woznick. You know, one of the things, we have Kendra Von Esch with us today. She has a new book called Am I Catholic? And but we were reflecting on how women can need to receive ministry from men. One of the beautiful things about my wife, Cindy, being with my wife, Cindy, is when we're out together, I can say a beautiful affirming thing to a woman and I can speak to little children. But in our society today, I can't, it's hard for me to speak a real affirming word to someone because they might get the wrong impression. But when my wife is there, I can affirm the virtue or whatever I see in another person. I can even bend over and speak to little kids. It's really interesting how a man has to be careful that way in affirming. But I had this interesting experience when I was in Cleveland. There was a big Christian music festival there in the summer when we were filming last year, Long Ride Home, which, by the way, we just won a Tally Award.
Yeah,
it's so cool. But I saw someone outside as she was coming in, and for some reason she kind of beelined to us, maybe because we had the cameras, and she confessed to me, only the second person she'd ever told, that she'd had an abortion. And I asked her, if there had been a strong man in your life, whether a friend, a father, a stepfather, a brother, if there had been any strong male support in your life, would you have had that abortion? The answer was no. And the thing is, I see so many men so quick to judge, oh, that woman, she had an abortion, which of course is horrifying. But men are so quickly, easily blame the women. But why aren't, if the men say they're pro-life, I posted this in the man cave the other day. So you say you're pro-life, what are you doing about it? If you're pro-life and if all you say is I'm pro-life, then all you've got an opinion. No one follows people with opinions.
Right.
They follow people that are leading. So that's just an example of a man that will stand up and be there for a woman, you know, at a time of need. Tell me what your book, Am I Catholic?
Anything but Catholic.
Yeah,
really.
What's that? What does that mean? Where'd you come up with that title?
Because, you know, it was funny. I started when I first put the book out, I actually published it through CreateSpace and threw it out on Amazon just to get some reaction. And I didn't title it, Am I Catholic? It was called Where You Are At. And then, of course, I got a lot of people saying, you can't end a sentence in a proposition like at. And I knew that.
Oh, my gosh. All those.
Yeah. Hilarious. But I kept it. The least likely person to find God was my initial title. And it wasn't until I was I received feedback. I got some revisions and I went for my second edition. And it was at that moment that I started owning my Catholicism. And I said, I know I'm probably going to cut down so many viewers or readers, I should say, that would be checking out this book because the word Catholic is in it. But darn it, I am Catholic and I want to shout it out and I want to put it on the cover to say, like, am I really Catholic? Like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
So it's my journey to the faith, my struggle with every single teaching because I wasn't living any of them. None of them. And finally realizing that, oh my gosh, these teachings are correct, and how I needed to humble myself to go to God to change everything. I mean, even down to my speech, I was a F-bomb drop-in, swearing every other word kind of chick.
I can't imagine that.
Growing up with a couple hockey brothers, I was just like, I was raunchy too, Bear. I would say things that would make men blush. It was just who I was. And I thought that that was what
it wasn't who you were. It was what you had affected. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember one man, speaking of a man, another one influencing me. He was my peer. We were both executives and I was on a phone call with him and I am dropping the F bombs, every other word. And for some weird reason, the Holy Spirit that I didn't know at the time, I wasn't on the journey. I said, how come you don't swear? I mean, I'm at the boardroom with a bunch of men and there was swearing going on all the time, but he never swore. And he said, I choose not to. And that just threw me back like, huh, I don't think I can stop even if I try. So I apologized to him and I said, I'm really sorry for so much swearing. He's like, that's okay. But this is the man who talked all the time about his wife, all the time about his children. His weekends were family centered. And you just knew, like, this is an upstanding man who didn't need to swear to get any kind of...
It's so interesting how this conversation keeps going back to that. As you were not a Christian, or I don't think you were functioning as a Christian, and they eventually became a Catholic, how men really didn't have to say a lot to you. Just the fact that they were living... a moral life and living a strong Christian, leading by example, and from time to time saying something that the impact, man, that you have on the world. I had someone when I was younger come up to me and say, you're always preaching at me. And I go, I've never spoken to you about anything. But it's just my life, you know, that I would go out at noon and walk and pray. I wouldn't be sitting at lunch and talking garbage about women. It was just, right. Why are you always preaching at me? I never said a word to this person. But just being an example. And I remember I have a friend that was a Baptist and became a Catholic, really cool guy, Tim McCormick, and my friend Jerry Cohn. They said, when I was in college, I had this tremendous conversion experience of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal. And they said, when he found me again on Facebook through my sister, he said, the one thing I always remember about you that was so unique was that you had this high regard for women. And so men, when you're with other men and they're going to talk in a derogatory way about women, even of course if women aren't there, your job is to get up and walk away. You don't or confront them. And I remember my boss at one point said, why aren't you joining us at lunch break? Why aren't you joining us at our coffee break? It's our time of bonding as a department. It have to be all men. In an internal auditing department of a Fortune 500 company, just happened to be a small group. And I told them why, and he immediately put a stop to that behavior. Okay. Leading by example and standing your ground, and then taking new ground. You, in your ministry, you have a ministry of teaching people how to kind of like the beginning steps in meditating on God's word and going deeper in prayer, which every man needs to be able to go deeper with God in prayer, intercede, and also to hear the voice of God, to sense when God is giving him leadership, giving him direction. What will you tell people as they're starting to learn how to meditate on scripture?
Oh boy, man. So I didn't have a clue how to pray. My prayer, and I'm using air quotes over here, was Lord, can you please help me get, can you please give me my whole life? And when you say I wasn't living any kind of Christian life, I wasn't. I didn't know who God was. I didn't know Jesus was God. That's how sad this was. And I was a confirmed Catholic.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
I only thought Jesus was God's son. And oh, by the way, I didn't have a clue why he even died for us. So this was catechism for me. I was confirmed. And then the minute I could and I moved out, I didn't go back to mass. I didn't go to church service of any kind. I wasn't even a creaster, my man. I wasn't even going to Christmas or Easter. Mm-hmm. I was completely on my own thinking, I don't need God. I'm climbing that corporate ladder. I'm, you know, running an IT department for a $1.2 billion global company. Like I made it, right? Couple houses, some boats, some wave runners, and I am miserable.
Yeah.
I'm miserable. And when God found me and through my 26-year, many mortal sinned confession and the miraculous grace that I received that day in 2013.
When you went to confession, I've heard so often that that's the moment when people, their heart breaks and the love of God pours through. Tell us about that moment.
Okay.
What brought you to that moment, first of all?
Well, I stepped foot in the church in Easter the week before. And at the end, and I'm usually, when I would go to mass, we would be ducking out after communion. I had no idea.
Just like Judas, leaving early.
Absolutely. Didn't even know that was Jesus present in the Eucharist, right? I just thought it was bread. And my family and I were all sneaking back out because we're only going on Christmas and Easter. And I never knew there were announcements at the end. So when I went back to Easter service in 2013, I was by myself, all by myself, scared to death. I don't know what this mass is all about. And I stayed for the whole mass. And of course they say, we have announcements, so have a seat. And I'm like, okay, what's this all about? And so they mention Divine Mercy Sunday. That they, which I don't know what Divine Mercy Sunday is, they're going to have confession. And so that was a moment where I didn't decide to go, but everything just kind of went quiet and silent around me. And I thought, oh my gosh, what if I walked out of here and I died? Like, would I go to hell? And I'm thinking, yeah, pretty much. I mean, I know some of the commandments and I know I've done them all with the exception of killing, broken them all, I should say, without killing someone. So,
well, we're talking with Kendra Von Esch. Your website again is what?
KendraVonEsch.com.
Well, when we come back, we're going to hear more about Kendra's confession. She's going to tell us all the sins that she committed. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'll go there now. I don't have a problem.
I'm just kidding. We were shooting an adventure retreat one time, and everyone was mic'd, and then we had a confessional tent. And so one of the guys went in there with his mic on to the confessional tent. And of course we turned it off, but we made him think that we had all heard.
Oh guys are so bad.
Which led him to kind of commit some more sins and had to go back to confession again. But no, we let him know. We're talking with Kendra Von Esch. This is the Bear Wozniak Adventure. We'll be right back.
Hey man, I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Wozniak radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.
Deep Adventure Ministries is grateful to Notre Dame Federal Credit Union for underwriting the Bear Wozniak Adventure on EWTN. Notre Dame Federal Credit Union provides car loans, mortgages, SBA loans, and depository accounts nationwide, as well as 24-hour support. Go to deepadventure.com to find their link, or go to notredamefcu.com. Mahalo to Notre Dame Federal Credit Union for making the Bear Wozniak Adventure possible. Mahalo for your kokua in supporting us. Deep Adventure Ministries is grateful to you, our listeners, for supporting the Bear Wozniak Adventure radio show at deepadventure.com. We would not be able to bring you our radio show with its uniquely powerful and gritty outreach without your help. You can become part of our pack. You can support our ministry by going to patreon.com/Bear Wozniak, or by just going to deepadventure.com and clicking on the Patreon link and become a part of our outreach. That's deepadventure.com. Once again, mahalo for your kokua. Aloha, welcome to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. You know, we would make a big effort to get our radio show on YouTube also. It's available on all kinds of podcast apps. But it's real cool when you can go to our YouTube channel, Bear Wozniak YouTube. My last name, by the way, is spelled W-O-Z-N-I-C-K. If you go there and subscribe and get that little bell to ring, then you can see us talking. And it's a really great way, by the way, you mama bears out there. It's a real great way for you to press the share button and share some of these YouTube videos with the men in your lives. Of course, with your whole family. But it's a great way to kind of begin the conversation. You know, what we do in our family is each of my, especially my sons, are so interesting that we'll actually have kind of watch parties where they will say, hey, I got this really cool video I want you to watch. And I may not be interested, but I'll watch it with them. And then I can say, I've got a real cool Peter Kraft hour-long seminar that he gave. Let's watch that and talk about it. So you can have a way to introduce this great message of the gospel to the people that you love, and especially the men in your lives, by going to the YouTube channel and subscribing. And then whenever a show comes on, we'll notify you and you through your email, and you can share that with the people that you are wanting to draw into a closer walk. We're talking with Kendra Von Esch. She's talking about as she was raised a Catholic but was under-catechized, and later on in her career, when she was so successful, found that her life was kind of empty, and she decided it was time for her to go to confession, and she's going to tell us all the gory details.
So I think I mentioned before the break that I didn't decide at that Easter Sunday to go to confession. As a matter of fact, I just had a moment of reflection, which I never, ever did. I mean, my entire life was filled with something, radio, TV, you know, noise. I even slept with a fan. I liked the white noise. So my mind was never quiet. I was afraid of the silence. So for that moment, for me to kind of sit there and everything to kind of go dim and think about my mortality was quite unique. And I believe that was God stirring in me. But that following Sunday, I just went to my normal, this is my second Sunday back in the church after being away for 20 plus years. I went out after Mass, 7:30, my husband and I go golfing, and I have a lot going on in my life, stress at work, my neck was so sore that I left after the third hole, and I said, I gotta go home and just lay down on the bed. So I'm laying on the bed, and God, this voice, it wasn't an audible voice, it was this thought in my head, but it was so loud, was confession at 2 p.m. after Spanish Mass, because there was a Hispanic Mass later in the day on Sunday. And I'm like, where did that come from? I didn't have a clue who the Holy Spirit was. Remember, I didn't even know who Jesus was, let alone the Holy Trinity and the Holy Spirit. So I roll over and I look and I see it's 1 o'clock. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can make it. And then I thought, all right, well, maybe it'll make my neck feel better. I'll just go, you know? So I grabbed a pen and an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, and I just started.
And that wasn't enough paper.
Correct. I mean, and I don't write big. It was regular penmanship on both sides I filled up. And I folded that puppy up. I put it in my purse so nobody could see. And
right. Burn it afterwards.
I got in the car. I was like, oh my gosh. And I'm thinking, I am going to get my lunch handed to me the minute I get in there reading this long.
The priest is going to be so shocked. He's never heard of anything like that before.
Yeah, right. So I have to tell him I stole, that I watched pornography, that I had sex before marriage, sex during marriage, I committed adultery, that I didn't even know some of the mortal sins that I had committed. So, I mean, there are self-gratification, all the things, the sexual morality things were big. Lying, talking behind people's back. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But so the minute I knelt down, I said, bless me, Father, and I only remember this from the movies, by the way, what to say here. I don't look up the examination of conscience. I don't even know that that exists. Mm-hmm. So I'm on my knees and I'm like, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Get a load of this. It's been 26 years since my last confession, trying to make a joke out of it. Mm-hmm. And this voice that comes through on the other side was so beautiful. He says, welcome home. And I was like, ooh! I mean, just tears coming down, streaming, hitting my page on my piece of paper. I couldn't see. I had so many tears. The lump in my throat was so big, I could barely talk. Now the ink on the page is all blurry, and I must have been in there a half hour. I'm sure the people when I left thought that I murdered someone for sure. But if anyone is afraid to go, I went in with this fear, like I said, of having my lunch handed to me, to this love and this mercy and this outpouring of the Holy Spirit just fill my body. Mind you, I've taken a lot of drugs in my life, and I could have taken them all at the same time and never felt that peace and ecstasy almost.
Well,
and I ended up...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah.
The thing is, what's interesting is you had a subtle life of pleasure, but you didn't seek a life of happiness. It's two different things. Because pleasure is only for the moment when you're experiencing that thing, but happiness that you felt at confession didn't go away after being like a high. There was a clarity and a knowledge deep in your heart that was a joy that continued to spring forth afterwards. That's the difference between happiness and pleasure.
You know, Bear, that's key. I went back to the office, this cancer toxic place, the next day. This was Sunday, Divine Mercy Sunday, and people were coming up to me and saying, dude, what is up with you? Like, you are radiating. One woman even asked me if I was pregnant. That was how God was just radiating out of me. And I'm like, I don't know. I went to confession. Like, I must be Catholic. I was sharing it with everybody, how incredible it was. And you're right. Wow. It was not a fleeting moment.
Well, so many people,
God-given joy.
So many people say, I don't need to go to a priest to go to confession. I can go to Jesus to go to confession. What is it they're missing out on? I mean, I know we can go to Jesus and ask him to forgive our sins. What are they missing out on? The grace.
You know how many times I laid on my bed asking God to forgive me for the stupid things that I know I did, right? I'm like, oh God, I'm so ashamed. I just had a one night stand with someone. Oh my gosh, God, this is so bad. Can you please forgive me? Yeah, I never felt that way I've felt when I was in that sacramental reconciliation. That's why God gave us the sacraments of the church. He knew that we did that healing in confession from the priest.
It's so profound. I mean, you can.
I go every week now.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I do every single week.
There was a time when I would go every day because I was dealing with anger. There was someone who was really in my life that every day.
That might be scrupulosity, by the way. But.
No, every day they were provoking me. And so the way I dealt with that was just to go to confession and just. It kept me focused and resolute until that I was able to deal with it properly and overcome that. But you know, for me, going to confession is like skydiving. You know, it's like I really want to go. Like when I ask someone, you want to go skydiving? They go, oh yeah. Everyone says,
No.
But the way I test if they're going to go or not is I'll shake their hand, and if their hand is clammy, then I know they're really going to go. Like they really mean it. They're scared, you know. When we did Long Ride Home out here, we had a scene with Father Scott Searcy from my church in Florida, in the name of Jesus. And we had this twice a day I would ask everybody. So everybody's ready to go skydiving on the last day, and everybody would say, yeah. But Father Scott didn't know he was going to be the only one that jumped. And everyone was supposed to say, yeah, but we were setting him up. But when he jumped, he was the only person I've ever gone jumping with who didn't, had no nervousness about him. But when you go skydiving, there is that time of preparation, and you're like, okay, I could die, you know. And then you pack the chute, get all ready, you go up in the airplane, it's circling, it takes about 10 years for it to get up to the proper elevation, and the whole time you're nervous. That's what it's like for people that haven't been to confession for a while. It's like, I know I need to go. Your hands start to get clammy, and then you just say, oh, forget it. I'm going to be too busy this Saturday or whenever it is. But if you get in that, if you go to that church and then you get in that line, just like jumping out of the plane gets emptier and emptier. And then it's just you. And then you make that leap, stepping into the confessional like you do when you jump out of a plane. I remember when my son Jeremiah and I were jumping, his first jump. And everyone was empty except for three of us. And the one between Jeremiah and I lost his bowels. He chickened out and just totally lost his bowels in the plane. So we all wanted to jump out. Don't be that person that stinks up the plane. Don't be that person who's ready to wallow in their own sin. Take the courageous step to pray about it. Go to church. Get in line. The door opens. Take the leap. Because most every video I've ever seen of people when they're jumping, their face just lights up with glee. And as you free fall, and then the canopy opens and the sense of peace is so profound. And you have this perspective from a mile up of things, you see things like you've never saw before because all that mess is cleared from your head. And then when you land, you feel like you can conquer the world. That's what confession is. Kendra, we've run out of time. You didn't get to tell us all of your sins. I'm so disappointed. Kendra Von Esch, where can people find you?
At KendraVonEsch.com.
That's Von with a V-O-N.
Yes.
And you speak all over. You even do virtual conferences and lead retreats.
Virtual prayer programs and talk about YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube channel.
What is it?
It's Kendra Von Esch. So it's YouTube.com/
Just look for Kendra Von Esch with the O in it.
And I'm going to go live soon so we could talk and interchange and interact. And I'm all about just getting God out there in every stretch of media that we possibly can. Just like
Amen. Amen. We're glad to have one of our mama bears join us today, Kendra Von Esch. This is the Bear Wozniak Adventure. Until next time, may the breath of the Holy Spirit aloha you. Aloha.
You've been listening to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. Go to BearWozniak.com to get your free audio and other exciting content. Plus, you can pick up the Long Ride Home 10-episode DVD set, autographed copies of Bear's books, Long Ride Home shirts, tanks, coffee cups, and even motorcycle pins and patches. And find out how guys can sign up for Bear's Man Cave online Facebook group, all at BearWozniak.com.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code BREADBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.